Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know that your life is on display? That someone is always watching how you react, what you say, and what you do? You are a living, breathing gospel story. Proclaiming the gospel is not all about talking. It is really about walking. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus said, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." To become a true and effective follower of Christ requires action. It is good to talk about the joy, the grace, the hope, and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the whole world really takes notice when somebody shows love. To lead the way in loving our neighbors is to show the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ through our actions. So today the challenge is to let your light shine before others. Demonstrate the living hope of Christ through your faithfulness and consistency, through your kindness and compassion, through your good deeds, and through your honorable acts. Sometimes it is the little moments of kindness that brings great results in people's lives. The shortest visit, the simplest word, can make the difference between heaven and hell in a person's life. Jesus said in an act of kindness, "And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is my disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." How will you shine your light today? Please join us next week.